The oyster is a signature product for Virginia.
That delectable shellfish, slurp the meat and give it two or three good chews. Then you'll know why Virginia is for oyster lovers.
But oysters are not so plentiful these days in the Lynn Haven River at Virginia Beach. The city would like to replenish the population, but it's not clear if they're making any progress. More on that from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
This is a story by Elisa Skelton. She's a reporter with the Virginian Pilot. And the story starts with a local oysterman named Donnie Edwards, who knew that the city had been from restaurants collecting oyster shells that they would use one day to create an oyster bed and get oysters going in the Lynn Haven area of Virginia Beach.
What he saw was 16,000 bushels of oyster shells stacked along the river. These would be used to create new beds for the oysters to breed. He wondered when this would be happening. What did he do?
He asked the city about it, and the city said, well, yes, there's a plan. And it turns out, however, there is no plan. Taking a bunch of oyster shells and putting them into the bay is a very complicated thing. It requires a lot of coordination with state agencies.
David, the fact that they've been collecting all these shells all this time certainly leads people to believe they have a plan, but no one has written one down?
Well, there is no actual document plan of how this is supposed to go forward. So the question is, you know, the city's been spending this money without a real plan. And it sounds like after this story ran, people are going to get to the bottom of it.
The story says the city has allocated $600,000 for the plan. It's not clear how much of that has been spent, but they will need about twice as many oyster shells as they've collected so far. Our next story is about fruit producers in Virginia's northern Shenandoah Valley who apparently will not be bringing in a bumper crop this year.
Yes, this is a story by Cynthia Cather Burton. She's a reporter with the Winchester Star about how this spring, which has been cooler spring, but a couple of really sharp cold snaps below freezing in April, really hit the peach blossoms right when they were coming out. A lot of orchards are reporting they're virtually wiped out of any peaches. If you stop at a farm stand this summer in the northern Shenandoah Valley, you're not going to get a local peach.
Growers say there will be some local apples, but not so many as in most years.
Yeah, some of the early varieties were hit. In this part of Virginia, last year, they harvested 2.5 million bushels of apples in the northern Shenandoah Valley. That's about half of the state's production. The orchardists are saying they dodged a bullet here on the cold snap. It was early enough that the apple blossoms hadn't really come out yet and weren't damaged. And there's also the vineyards took a beating as well. They quoted one vineyard up in Clark County as saying they got by burning bales of hay.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.